Just like to read one wee verse, and it's found in Psalm chapter 40 and verse 5. And it says, "Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." I had the privilege of being born into a Christian home in Monaghan, and I'm the youngest of four girls. We attended Kurragarry Free Presbyterian Church and were sent regularly to a children's meeting in the Brethren Gospel Hall in Monaghan. Mum and Dad took us all to the local missions and to any other meeting that was in the area, so from an early age I knew the Gospel. I knew that God the Creator had sent his Son to die on the cross for our sins. As a young girl I made many professions of salvation, but it was nothing lasting. We attended our local Protestant primary and secondary school, and it was in my fourth year of secondary school I became friends with the wrong crowd. Well, we tend to follow our friends, don't we? So for about a year, I followed my friends into the things of the world and done things that I know I was brought up knowing that I shouldn't have done. When those friendships ended, I became friends with a Christian girl who attended the local Elam Church in Monaghan. She invited me to attend her youth fellowship and I went along. One night when I was 17, she invited me to go with her youth group to see a drama in Dublin called Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. So the world tells us that hell is a party and it'll be great fun and all your friends will be there. But the Bible tells us in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus that hell is a place of torment. Well, that night I realised that I was going to hell if I didn't get right with the Lord. And so afterwards, when an appeal was made, I went forward for counselling, repented of my sin and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Saviour. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, "Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold all things are become new." Well, my friends noticed a change in my behaviour and language. So the Lord provided good Christian friends for me for the rest of my school years and into my college years. Company is so important. I know that's not just directed at young people. Choose your friends carefully. Choose friends that build you up in your faith and friendships that glorify God. I went to college in Armagh to become a secretary, and during that time a friend introduced me to Wesley, who is now my husband. After college, I went to work in Belfast City Hospital, and while living in Belfast, I attended Tyndale and the Martyrs Free Presbyterian Churches, and those really built me up in my faith. I was able to do some outreach in Belfast and also give out gospel tracts. Wes and I married in 2002. I was working in Armagh and the Southern Health and Social Services Board at that stage. Although we had many happy times, our early years of marriage were hard. We have had our difficult times as a couple and also as a family, but when I look back, I can see how God used those years to build us up in our relationship with him and also with each other. God can use painful circumstances to accomplish good things in our heart, and we have to trust him when difficult situations challenge us. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 17 tells us, "For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." We've had to deal with the sudden death of my father. 2 years ago when we were on holidays with Mum and Dad in Donegal, my dad took a massive heart attack and had to be airlifted to Sligo Hospital. Our holiday was cut short and we had to deal with the trauma and then the after effects of that as our children were there and witnessed it. Those were very sad and difficult days for me. The suddenness of Dad's death made me question God, but God was there comforting me. My Bible reading the next day was in Psalm 37, and in verse 18 it says, "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever." I knew my dad was saved, and I truly felt the Lord comforting me. Sure, we've had a lot of deaths recently in our community. The chair of the Board of Governors in our primary school was diagnosed with cancer at the start of this year, and within 11 weeks, he had passed away. A local minister was found dead at the bottom of his stairs. Both men were only in their 40s. A young mother was killed on her way to work recently. And just this week, another father passed away, having been diagnosed just 3 weeks ago with cancer. Why am I telling you this? Life is so short. Proverbs 27 verse 1 tells us, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." The devil will tell you to wait until you're older or be saved another day. Your friends will only laugh at you. But the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." I began to work as a secretary to our family garden business after my second child was born. We have 4 lovely kids down there now. And what a privilege to bring up my kids and instruct them in the things of God. The world will teach them its liberal and immoral views, but I have the privilege and the great responsibility to teach them God's ways. The world will teach them evolution, that the world began with a big bang and the earth is billions of years old. I can teach them from Genesis that God created the heaven, the earth, the sea and all things therein in 6 24-hour days. The world teaches them about homosexuality and it's okay for 2 men or 2 women to get married, but I can teach them that God calls these vile affections in Romans 1 verse 26. And God has said in Matthew chapter 19 verses 4 to 6, "Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." The world will try and teach my children that there is no God, but I can teach them that as Mark 12 verse 32 says, "There is one God, and there is none other but he." I just want to finish by saying God answers prayer. A young man, David Cranston, spoke recently at our church about prayer and it really encouraged me. He spoke in Psalm chapter 91 verses 1 to 2. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust." David that morning reminded us that Satan and his demons dread nothing but prayer, and all hell trembles when even the weakest Christian prays. That is why it is so difficult to pray. Well, I urge you to pray. Pray for your loved ones, your marriages and your children. And as you look back on your life, you will see as I can see, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. Thank you.